Sunday, February 2nd. I've been awake now for 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 39 seconds. And Brandon still hasn't called. I'm starting to worry that something really bad happened to him. I think he sincerely wanted to call me. And he sincerely tried to call me, but he just couldn't. Because maybe he got, abducted by aliens. Hey, don't laugh. It could have actually happened. I can't believe this is happening. I dropped my phone and now I can't call Nikki. In spite of the fact that I was still suffering from a severe case of crushitis and having a really bad day, my parents made me babysit my little sister Brianna. Just so they could go to a movie together. Like, how insensitive is that? Sometimes, I think Mom and Dad need to take a parenting class or something. The last time I tried to talk to Brandon on the phone with Brianna around, it was a total disaster. She actually told him about my hairy legs and crusty eye boogers. It was so humiliating. Lately, Brianna has been totally obsessed with those diva hair salon shows on TV. And get this, she actually calls herself Miss Bri-Bri, fashionista hairstylist to the stars. I was shocked to see her sneaking into my parents' bathroom and stealing shampoo and perfume and stuff. It was like I had personally witnessed a miracle. Brianna was finally trying to improve her very nasty hygiene. Woohoo! But later, when I peeked inside Brianna's room, I discovered she was missing. And in her place was this strange little woman. She was wearing fake diamond cat-eye glasses, a long scarf, 4 sizes too big satin slippers, and a kitty paint apron filled with Mom's designer makeup collection. I didn't know who the heck she was. I wanted to scream, "Who are you? And what have you done with my little sister?" But my gut told me to run away fast and call the police. Then she smiled at me really big and said,
"Bonjour, Miss Nikki. Welcome to Salon Brianna."
I was halfway down the hall before Brianna caught up with me. She grabbed my arm and dragged me back toward her room.
"Darling, where are you going? Don't be scared,"
Brianna said in an awful fake French accent that sounded more like a 6-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger. "You're playing with Mom's new makeup and perfume? You do realize she's going to kill you when she gets home, right?" I scolded her.
"Never mind that, darling. You are Miss Bri-Bri's next appointment. Come,
she said, pushing me into her desk salon chair. Kids bop music was playing in the background, and she'd drawn the most hideous hairstyle posters and hung them on her wall to help set the mood of a trendy upscale salon. Those posters should have been a warning to me about Miss Bri-Bri's hairstyling abilities. I couldn't resist coming up with catchy names for each one.
"The ugly.
The uglier.
The ugliest." "Don't worry, darling," Miss Bri-Bri said. "I'm going to make you beautiful for your little friend Brandon. Yes?"
"For Brandon?" I blushed profusely. "Hey, it was just a pretend makeover with Miss Bri-Bri, fashionista hairstylist to the stars. What could possibly go wrong?" "Okay, as long as it's only pretend," I grumped. If I was lucky, this would keep Brianna occupied until Mom and Dad got back home. And it was way less dangerous than us baking cookies and almost burning down the house. Again.
Yay! My first customer!
Brianna, Miss Bree-Bree, cheered.
Before I start, darling, would you like something to drink? Juicy Juice, Hawaiian Punch chocolate milk?
Chocolate milk would be nice, I answered.
Hans, go get our customer, Miss Nikki, a glass of lead chocolate milk. Extra cold,
she commanded, looking at the teddy bear in the chair next to mine. The bear, I mean Hans, didn't move an inch.
Well,
she glared at him.
Don't just sit there. Go get the milk for her. Now, please.
Then she turned to me and laughed uncomfortably.
Oh, please, excuse my assistant. Hans is new here. He speaks la French, but very little English.
I looked at the teddy bear, looked back at her, and raised an eyebrow. Okay, I replied.
I know just what to do with your hair, darling,
Brianna said as she draped a bath towel, a smock, around my shoulders.
Now, just relax and let Miss Bree-Bree work her magic. Yes? Hans, would you please grab that magazine and give it to...
Oh, never mind.
I'll do it myself.
Brianna handed me a trendy teen fashion magazine to read, just like in a real salon. I was impressed. Until I realized she had swiped my new teen thing mag from my room. The little thief! But I had to admit, Miss Bree-Bree, fashionista hairstylist to the stars, seemed to know her stuff. That's when I came across this very intriguing article about, you guessed it, guys. How to know if a guy is just not into you. Number one, he agrees to a date and then rudely cancels at the very last minute. Number two, he simply texts you an apology instead of telling you in person. Number three, suddenly he's always too busy to spend any time with you. Number four, when you try to talk about your relationship, he just walks away. Number five, he's spending way too much time with another girl. That magazine article was just shocking. Only a guy who was a total loser would do those things. I felt really lucky I didn't have to deal with DDD, dysfunctional dude drama, in my own life. I ripped out the magazine page, folded it, and stuck it in my pocket. You know, for future reference, just in case. Suddenly, I felt a tug on my hair, then a huge yank. Ouch! I yelped. Brianna, what are you doing?
Making you bootyful, darling. There is no problem at all. No. Don't worry, please.
In spite of her assurances, I sensed a little uncertainty in that jacked-up accent of hers. Next, I felt another slight tug and then snip! A chopped-off braid landed in my lap. I gasped. Then, with a trembling hand, I picked up the braid and prayed that it belonged to someone else. Like maybe Hans, that lazy French-speaking teddy bear assistant. What is this? I yelled at Brianna as I stared at it in horror.
Nothing at all. I throw away. Yes?
She snatched the braid from me and tossed it over her shoulder.
There, all gone.
Brianna, give me that mirror now, or this game is so over, I screeched, my eyeballs bulging. Brianna handed it to me and giggled nervously.
I make your hair very bootyful, see?
Brianna hands me the mirror. Well, I took one look in that mirror and...
OMG!
I don't have the words to describe how bad my hair looked. Maybe, hideous-alicious? Which is like 10 times worse than just plain old hideous. I couldn't believe the hot mess I saw in that mirror. I thought my eyes were going to rupture and bleed from being exposed to such awesomely wretched ugliness. That was me screaming. And the back was even worse. Just as I had suspected, a large chunk of hair was missing. I seriously considered crawling around on the floor until I found my severed braid. Then I'd place it in a bucket of ice and rush to the nearest emergency room to see if doctors could somehow surgically reattach it. OR, operating room. Room 1600. Doctors, please, you need to do emergency surgery to reattach my braid before my, hair follicle thingies die.
My hair! My poor hair! I sobbed.
Brianna, I'm so mad at you right now, I could just... Ugh!
Darling, please calm down. This is a no-tear salon, but tipping is allowed.
Miss Breebree grinned as she held out her hand.
Got any loose change?
She expected payment? I was beyond disgusted. Sorry, but I'd had quite enough of Brianna and her... Number one, phony baloney French accent. Number two, ugly haircuts. Number three, lazy, no-good assistant, Hans.
Hair styled by Miss Breebree is always bootyful. I take a picture of your booty,
Brianna said as she grabbed my cell phone off her dresser and set it to camera mode.
Smile and say cheese. No!
A blinding flash went off and I couldn't see a thing. Which was lucky for Brianna, because right then I was so mad I wanted to give her a super cute and stylish haircut with a chainsaw.
Nikki, is this the button you press to send stuff?
Brianna asked.
I want to send this picture to Chloe and Zoe so I can get more customers.
That's when I went from furious to livid. Brianna, are you nuts? You'd better not send that picture of me to anyone.
Why not? I need more customers to get more money. How am I supposed to pay Miss Penelope to be my shampoo girl?
Just give me back my phone, I screamed and snatched it from her.
Mommy says sharing is a good thing,
Brianna shouted and grabbed it back. We yelled at each other and tussled over the phone for what seemed like forever.
Let go of my cell phone, you spoiled little brat. No, I need to use it.
That is until we heard the phone go click and then beep. I had a total meltdown right there on the spot.
OMG, Brianna, you just sent this hideous photo to everyone in my contacts. Oops.
There's a saying that a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, mine is worth 1,000,000 laughs. I looked like a psychotic, homeless, clown who'd accidentally stuck her finger in an electrical socket. Chloe and Zoe immediately sent me LOL texts in response. They were always texting me funny pictures. But I was super worried that after Brandon saw that photo, he'd be so freaked out he'd never want to hang out with me again. He still hadn't called, emailed, or even texted me all weekend. I was seriously contemplating whether or not to try and superglue that hair chunk back on or just part my hair differently to try to hide the bald spot when my phone chimed. OMG, I almost jumped out of my skin. It was a text from Brandon. Finally! Scooby! My heart was pounding as I read his text message. Been super busy with stuff. Don't have time to hang out at Crazy Burger. Sorry. I actually read it like 3 times before his very cryptic message finally sank in. Oh, no, he didn't. I closed my eyes tightly and groaned in despair. Like a mortally wounded, gorilla or something. How could he do this to me? I immediately recognized Brandon's behavior from that magazine article. How to know if a guy is just not into you? 1, he agrees to a date and then rudely cancels at the very last minute. 2, he simply texts you an apology instead of telling you in person. I crossed off both 1 and 2 from the list. Maybe Brandon was too embarrassed to be seen with a slightly goofy, majorly insecure girl who wasn't a CCP, cute, cool, and popular, like Mackenzie. Or maybe the thought of my dad's exterminator van with a plastic roach on it the size of a large hog had made him lose his appetite. Permanently. Suddenly, I felt so stupid. What made me think Brandon would want to go anywhere with me? Anyway, for the past hour, I've been working on a new crush rejection equation to try and figure out what happened. The calculations are super complex, and who knows? All of my hard work on this equation might one day earn me the Nobel Prize in math. Brandon plus Nikki divided by a random text message equals heartbreak. Why is all of this guy stuff so confusing? I guess I could write into my Miss Know-It-All advice column and ask myself for romantic advice, especially since my 2 friends, Chloe and Marcy, begged me to let them take over my column for the entire month of February. They're doing a special Miss Know-It-All Crush Crisis Love Advice column, which means I have the entire month off. Anyway, here's my letter. Dear Miss Know-It-All, why is love such a cruddy thing? Help! A broken-hearted dork.